waiting for the cymbal crash. Let's do it again. Who am I?
Superman.
How do you know I'm Superman? Because I put him on. I put him on. And if you look at the screen behind me, you will see how I landed. From the Krypton. And that black spot that you see there is where my spaceship landed. And there I was. And here I am. And there you are. I think I better go home. Anyway, I put this on. And when I put it on, you said I was. Well, a couple of people think that anyway. I have a Superman bracelet. I said, "Dear Jesus," I ordered it from England, $9.95. "I just hope it comes for my sermon." And dearly behold, it did come, ladies and gentlemen. It came about 4 days, 3 days ago. And the symbol is Superman, as you see on the screen. It's a big S. That S does not stand for Superman, like I thought for so many, 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 many years. Did I say many years? Many years. But it actually stands for a symbol that came from my planet, Krypton. And it is a symbol for H-O-P-E, say it, hope. So when you see the symbol on Superman, it's not Superman, it is a symbol for hope. So I put Jesus on, let's turn this thing off. What we're going to do, my sermon is this. What is it? Yes, because I put Superman on and you said I knew who he was. So I want people to say, you dear people, when you leave here, as never before, they will say, "Oh, that person has put on Jesus." Now, if you were here, back in February, the first week of February, I did something like this for the Wednesday night. And, of course, you remember everything I say, of course. But on that night, I started off this way. But that night, the idea was that we are supposed to take off night clothes so we can put on Jesus. So I'm going to, instead of going fast forward, I'm going to back to February and take off where I left off there, because then I spoke about taking off clothes. I told the church that we wanted to take off some clothes Wednesday night. "You're kidding." I said, "No." "Did they do it?" I said, "Well, I hope so." Then I had to spring. Yeah, take off these night clothes that the Bible speaks about. Anyway, the point is, today I want us to put on Jesus. I want to put him on. And I'm going to assume now that all of you are Christians. I'm just going to assume that. Because in every congregation, no matter how large it is, there always can be a person that you think is, but who is not. But I'm assuming now that all of you are. And I want you to put Jesus on. It is because of sin that God sent Jesus to do that. So America needs very much to have Jesus put on. But let's bring it closer to home. God also wants us to realize that where we live now, we live in Morro Bay. And he wants people in Morro Bay to put Jesus on as never before. So if we're going to go back to Jesus, we're going to see that Jesus is waiting for us to put him on. So in Romans 13:14, it says, "Clothe yourself in Jesus Christ." Say that. clothe yourself in Jesus Christ. Now, I clothed myself in this thing, and you knew who I was. If you do what Paul says, clothe yourself in Jesus the Christ, people will know that you are. Yes, yes, yes. And that's why I wanted to bring it down to Morro Bay. So the world immediately puts on us at a very early age certain anti-Christian garments. And there's no denying of that. We are subject to the world. So in Romans 13, 14, Paul says, clothe yourself in Jesus Christ. So it's an interesting statement. How do I clothe myself in Jesus Christ? How do I do it? Well, we put on his wonderful attributes. We dress up ourselves in him. It means, among other things, to consciously picture ourselves in him wherever we go and wherever we are and whatever we're doing. And perhaps the average Christian does not even have a clue as to what that means. So there is a dress code for us Christians. Have you ever been where there was a dress code? Anybody? When you go to a funeral, is there not a dress code? Okay. True. Although I've performed some graveside services where it was appropriate that I did not wear a tie because nobody else would have a tie on. And I would be out of place with a tie. And then I've been to places where I should have had a tie on, and I didn't have a tie on. But there is a dress code. And so America has put on us a certain kind of a dress code. And when we're not in that code, well, we're sort of like out of place, right? So I want you to think of it that you must be perfect even as your Father in heaven is perfect. And let's think about how we can dress up in him. In Morro Bay. Think of it as the Holy Spirit is the tailor. It is him, and he is custom fit something that you can wear that I'm going to show in just a little bit. So we're being dressed up for an eternity in a garment, and the garment is made of pure wool lamb, a full wool lamb. Yes, thank you very much. Lamb's wool. When I think about that, I get to thinking, you know, Jesus was the lamb, and he sacrificed his life. And so when we get into heaven, we are actually dressed up as a result of what he did on the cross. We are dressed up in this pure lamb's wool garment that he has given to us. And we are wonderfully made that way, tailored in the righteousness of God. So our text again, Romans 12, 1 and 2, do not conform to the pattern of the world, because the world has a dress code. But many Christians, I do believe people, merge so much into the worlds that they don't even know that I'm a Christian sometimes. So we just sort of merge into that. So I want us to make a fashion statement, a faith fashion statement to a group of you right now, and those of you who might be listening to me. I just want us to make a faith fashion statement that we are that kind of a people. Now, the idea I put on this, which those of you who are listening do not know what I did, but I put on a Superman outfit. That's important to let people know what I did who are somewhere in the world listening. So we put on something. In other words, I put on his character. So when you put on Jesus, you're putting on his character, right? And so we are going to assume the interest of another. We are to imitate that person. And to, well, for example, when I was in college, I was in the drama class, and we had productions, and I was on stage doing different drama. And I put on the, for example, one night I played the I remember playing, playing, pray. Let's go back up, Neil. I was playing a part that I had to play the piano as a doctor in this drama. And so I put on the whole thing. But what really made it fascinating is that between the backdrop on the stage at Louisiana College, we had this piano, for example, that I'm looking at now, a piano that I went to play on. But behind the backdrop was another piano. And that piano was going to be played by a real pianist. So I'm on this side of the backdrop. And so I sat down, and so I started playing. And it was just beautiful. I mean, I had it choreographed so perfect that I was just going, people, they did not know I could play the piano that well. But I put on it, and I was playing it. But then on the second performance, everybody, I blew it. And asked me how I blew it. Oh, you're so nosy, people. Here's how I blew it. At the very end, I added an extra note. Boom! It wasn't there. And I was given away. Anyway, the point being that when we are putting on people, it's like we choose to wear something. Like, for example, the Greek ruler. It was said of his servants, they no longer are the servants, for they are clothed. They clothe themselves with him. That means the ruler. So these people knew that. And in the life of Constantine, it is said of his son, and listen to this, they put on their father. They seem to enter into his spirit. They seem to enter into his views and to imitate him in all things. So what I want you to do, I want you to listen to some things that I want you to put on so that people will see where you work, where you live, where you play, that you are putting on Jesus. Now, Paul says, clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus. I clothed myself with Superman. Paul says, clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus. And do not think how you can gratify the desires of sinful nature. So, people, we must try and, to the best of our ability, look like him, enter into his views, be wholly on his side, imitating him, in other words. Now, there are clothes that are hanging in your clothes closet. For example, we have this. In your clothes closet, there it is. You recognize anything? Sure, you recognize that one right there, don't you? Or that one there? So clothes to put on that are in your clothes closet. And here they are. The first is what? Joy and peace. So in your spiritual clothes closet. So this morning, I decided, what am I going to put on? And so I got a whole lot of shirts. And so I chose this shirt. But it's very important, people, that we put on, first of all, and I heard you say, the love. And I'm not going to read the scripture, but I just want to tell you that the Bible says, love one another. That is hard. It's true. It says, love your neighbor. Well, who's my neighbor? You know who your neighbor is. The Bible says, love your Lord, God, and love your enemies. That's hard to do too. Love. Put on in your spiritual clothes closet tomorrow morning when you get up and get dressed, people, I want you to pull out that one garment that's going to be love. Put it on. And then, I don't know if you're going to wear a long sleeve over a t-shirt or whatever you girls do with your blouses. You may want to put on another, and that is the J-O-Y. Say that word. Joy. Ooh, they heard the word of God, Matthew 4:16, and with joy. And in Luke 24, it says, with joy they worshiped him, as you dear people did this morning, with joy. Put on the clothes of joy. You know, you walk around people, you can see them, you know, like, huh? Or you're saying, like that. Put on the joy. Now, you don't always have to smile, but put on joy. I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Well, why don't we have the joy, joy, joy down on my face? Okay? Okay. Joy, joy. Put joy on. So I got, okay, can I chase one rabbit? Okay, I'm on the beach walking because I get my mail in Cayucas, and I met this lady. Her name is J-O-Y. And so I gave her a pen, I think, and we had a conversation. She went back to Fresno. And so a couple of days later, she called me, and she wanted to talk with me. And why am I telling you this? I forgot. Anyway, her name was Joy. Her name was Joy. And the point being, which I can't remember now what it was, nevertheless, her name was Joy. I have to call me tonight and find out. But anyway, here's the point. Put on joy. Okay, that's what I was going to say. She didn't have to put on joy because her name was Joy. She had joy. She was joy, joy, joy. Joy to the world, though. Joy to Cayucas. Because Joy came to Cayucas to see me. Okay, okay. Anyway, the point being, in your clothes closet, you see behind me or on the screen, put on joy. And the third was P-E-A-C-E, which says what? Peace. Sometimes it comes breaths between people, and you want to be a peacemaker. In my second church, I was probably about 22 years old. There was a great division in the church with the deacon board, and I remember, and there was a picture. I think it even appeared in the newspaper, where it showed me with my six deacons, and the caption was, "We buried the hatchet." We buried the hatchet, because there was a turmoil, but we buried the hatchet. And while that expression is why, I don't even know how it came about, but you can Google it and find out for yourself. The point is, we're to put on that garment of peace. We're to put on that garment of peace. Because you've got a clothes closet that's yours. In our big house in Cayucas that we lost after Nancy went to live with another guy, Jesus, she had her closet, and I had my closet. She had her clothes, but now, on the screen, there are garments that you can put on. They are love, joy, and peace, and they are so very, very important. Okay, there's another closet we can go to, and that closet is this. You have to go to the other room and get this one. Have we gotten there yet? We just got there. We had to go to the other room. But there we are. And so there we have a different clothes closet. And this closet has different clothes in it. Blah, 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 blah. Pick out what you want to go in your spirit, man, a woman closet. And the first one is what? And faithfulness. So you can pick out that one is probably goodness. And I don't know. Faithfulness. You get the point? When you dress tomorrow morning, because your goblin is going to dress, or I'll visit you in jail, so you dress up, just say, you know, visualize as I did. I'm going to put on patience and kindness. Patience and kindness. In Colossians 1:11, it says we are to be strengthened with patience. Oh, that's a hard one, yeah. Strengthen with patience. I want to be strong, but patience? Ooh. Do you ever have, none of you have lost your patience. Doctors have lost patience. But I'm talking about patience, okay? Patience, patience, patience. We lose our patience sometimes with people. I look in the mirror and I say, Neil, I'm losing patience with you. Who is it, I, me, or myself that's talking? Well, one of us are. We got to have patience now, listen, with ourselves. Because sometimes I get involved with me and then myself comes involved too. And I told somebody last week, I have a black and blue spot here. How'd you get that, Neil? I said, well, I live with, you know, I, me, and myself live together, and I got mad with me and myself got involved, and boom, I got it. Be patient with yourself, people, because he is so patient with you. Then let's take it one step farther. Be patient with your brother. Be patient with your sister. That's hard to do, because when they do this to you, it's hard for you not to boom, boom, boom back, but just sit back. That's what Jesus did. And we're going to put him on. We're going to have to put on patience and kindness. Oh, that's a hard one. How kind are you to people? And so you're in the grocery store and some guy or girl runs into you with a cart. What do you say? God bless America. What do you say? You could say whatever you say. But the point being is that we've got to be kind, because the Bible says, Acts 4:9, we have been called to put on but the scripture says we are going to be accounted for our kindness. So I'm trying to be really kind to people. I've been trying so hard to be kind to him. And it's working. It's working, isn't it? It's working. So far, so good. Yeah, we got it going. So we got this going for us. So we got this wardrobe that we're looking onto. It's patience and kindness, but there's more to it. And the next one is certainly this. It is the goodness. It's coming. Jaden, goodness is coming. It just came. Praise God for goodness. And what's the other word? Yes. Romans 15:14 says, be full of goodness. What in the world does that mean? Be full of goodness. Well, I had breakfast. I'm pretty full. But be full of goodness? You work that out yourself. Because you can, because you know what it means. To be good and to be full of goodness. And the other word is what? Now, 3 John 1:3 says, they came and they testified of us of your faithfulness. Could it be said of you in different arenas that you are faithful? Now, I don't have to mention, which I will, church attendance, prayer, contributions, spouse, friends, working, relationships, blah, 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 blah. I just want to be faithful, because you know what? He was so faithful to me. And he's called me to be faithful to him. And so they came and they testified of us of your faithfulness. And I would like people to say, hey, Neil was faithful in that area. Neil was faithful in that situation where he need not be, but he was. So I just encourage you people to go to your closet and to pick out the goodness and the faithfulness. Okay, we got one more closet to visit, and that is this one. And what does it say? Oh, boy. Philippians 4:5. Let it be evident to all of your gentleness. Are you really gentle? Are you a bull in a china cabinet shop? Are you gentle? Yes, you guys could be gentle. You women are so gentle. But we men need to strive to do that too. Be a gentle person. And that doesn't mean that you're that. No, it means that you're that, you know? You're not down, you're up in Jesus. So be gentle. And the other word is what? So you pick out that garment right now. I wonder what in the world that garment could be. Well, in your spiritual closet tomorrow morning, I want you to put on gentleness and listen to the next one, and that's what? Okay. Titus 2:5, it says, be self-controlled even at home. Huh? Even at home, be self-controlled. At the job, where you work, where you play, where you live, everybody, just be self-controlled. I have known guys and I've known gals who were not self-controlled. They were everywhere. They just were not self-controlled. You all are very self-controlled, I know. I laugh because I look in the mirror. Yes, we've got to be more self-controlled, and I don't have to elaborate on that. I don't have to extend on that at all. But Titus 2:5 says to be self-controlled. Now, the other thing is this. One more garment, which is not in the closet, but it's this. I want you so much to do this. I want you to pray. I want you to pray like you've never prayed before. And so you're going to be receiving, when you leave, a handout like this. It's just a suggestion, because somebody asked me, how do you pray? Because I told this one person, I pray for you by name every day. Yeah, I guess you do. I said, yeah, I guess I do, because you are on my list. And so I think the list may come up. I'm not sure. We'll see what happens here. Yes, the list shows this. And so we have people that we can list, and I would encourage you to do this. If you don't have a prayer list, to have a prayer list. For example, you can list your children right there. You can list your family members right here. Whoops, that's too fast. Go back. Thank you. And then you can list your friends. You can list your pastors. You can list your ministries. And so fill it out if you want to. It's just a simple reminder that you can do, because God has certainly asked us to do this. He's asked us to pray. That's what I want you to do. So in conclusion, here's what I'm saying. The consequences of obeying the commandments. Jesus, through Paul, said to clothe yourself with Jesus. So here's what happens. Here is going to see what happens if you clothe yourself with Jesus. You can read with me. Number one, what do you see? Read. Number one, you will expect great trials. Wow. This is what people get who live godly. Read out loud. With Christ Jesus. Paul went on smoothly. Popular, favored, filled his sails, but when he became the preacher of the cross, he then knew what it was to go against the wind and the tide. So what's the consequences? Number two, there will be misapprehension. Simple fact, most minds do not understand the principle upon which the true Christian lives and acts. Number three, you will sometimes be misunderstood. You will probably lose some friends. One tends to become like the people they associate with. So it's quite possible that this might happen to you. Wow, that's the consequences. But we have something else too. This is the conclusion. You will receive his peace of mind. You will definitely receive this. You will receive your peace of mind. It's his promise for all true followers. You will share his glory in being a representative of the true God. Christians merge into a world society so much that one can't even tell the difference between a Christian and a non-Christian, especially in America. So here it is. It's going to come. You and I will be able to say with Paul, for me to live is Christ And please get this concept. Jesus lives his life over and over in his followers. Any followers here? Yes. And here's the PS. If people know you are a Christian and you're not acting like it, they will rightly so term you as a what? Uh-oh. Yet there are some, of course not here, who are successful in keeping on the mask. They merge in the group. However, soon they betray themselves sooner or later. So I want us to just put on Jesus. Just put on Jesus. Let's pray. Father God, we have touched about some things that we need to consider. Clothes that are in our spiritual clothes closet. Love, joy, slip on peace, put on patience, zip up kindness, slip into goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And I just pray, God, that all of us, including myself, would activate ourselves to put on Jesus. So as I put the Superman outfit on, people knew exactly who I was. So when we leave this place, people will look at us, oh, that's Jesus. Because Jesus lives in each one of you, dear people. And I praise you and I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Let's just stand in his presence. May we be